I'm not able.
Okay, or another way of saying that. They say, can you? You say, no, I
can't.
And if you just refuse, they say, will you? You say, no, I
can't.
Or,
I won't.
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup and I
worked till sundown.
Okay, so I'm going to today?
Quit. I'm going to quit at sundown.
Do you ever say, I done and worked all I'm going to?
No, I don't think I do.
And you say, there was a bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any use in calling the doctor because when we got there, the person was what?
Dead.
Was.
Person was dead or expired.
Did you ever say it was done dead?
No. Done dead don't go together.
How does that sound?
That doesn't sound good.
Did you ever say done to mean already?
Hannah?
Did you ever say I done finished that or something like that?
Well, maybe in time I have said, like, but done finished something don't sound right.
And you tell someone you're not doing what you
should do.
What's another way of saying that?
Ought to do.
Okay. And if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he.
If you got a whipping, you'd say.
Yeah, using the word ought, you'd say
he did something he ought not to have done.
And a child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
won't.
Okay. Did you ever say dasn't or dare not? Or
huh?
Did you ever say dasn't?
Oh, like you dasn't do this or dasn't do that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I might have said it sometime, but very seldom.
And if you had done something that was hard work, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you, not offering to help, when you get through work and you tell them, you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might.
Now, let's see, if a friend was standing there.
If he was watching you work without offering to help, and when you get through working, you tell him, instead of standing there, you might
leave.
Okay, or you might have
go.
And if someone asks you if you'll be able to do something next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
will if I'm able.
Okay, or I might.
I might if I'm able.
Did you ever say I might could?
No, I don't think might could goes together.
That sounds funny?
Yeah, that sounds funny.
And you said that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed it.
And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing but I haven't
caught a thing.
And you say, that's the book that you what me.
That's the book you loaned me.
Or you
gave me.
Okay. And you say, you have what me many books.
You have given me many books.
And when I'm finished with it, I'll
give it back.
And a kind of bird that can see in the dark.
An owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
I don't know how many different kinds of owls. All I can think of is the hoot owl and the screech owl.
Okay. Do you ever hear any superstitions about owls?
Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, just, I don't know right now, honey. People say it was bad luck if the owl screeched or hooted in a tree or something. But there isn't anything to any of that.
Is it supposed to be connected with death? Or?
Yes, I think long years ago they did connect things like that. If you would hear an owl hooting in a tree nearby, someone was going to die. And I've also heard the old saying that if a dog howled at night, somebody in the family was going to die. There isn't anything. That's what I'm fixing to say. But you've heard all that, haven't you?
I just heard recently. I didn't hear a bit about the dog howling.
Oh yes. Years ago, old folks would hear a dog howling. And you know what it means when a dog howls? He's just keeping somebody awake.
A kind of bird that drills holes in trees.